CliffCentral.com.
How many of us actually do speak the things that we think in front of other people?
Oh, no.
Especially when you know very well that what you think could upset some people.
I say 15% of what I think.
I mean, if we have to be 100% honest with ourselves, how many of us speak the things we actually think on a daily basis about each other?
If you had to put a percentage, what would it be?
Now you're going in a dangerous place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
CS probably right. It's around 15%. Ben, how much?
Yeah, 15 to 20 if you've been drinking.
That's actually true.
And don't we get on better when we drink?
Absolutely.
So is it the honesty or is it the drunkenness?
Oof.
The fact that you have like no inhibitions and everything rolls.
You know,
there's
that moment when you're talking to someone. They may be an old friend of yours, or they may be someone that you know quite well.
Yes.
Or that you've just met even. And there's that moment where you share an honest thought. Like you're honest with each other about something that everybody else in the room will probably hate you thinking.
Yeah.
And you two have that moment. That's the special moment. And it doesn't come from drunkenness. It comes from honesty.
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, that's true. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
That's the best. Now, if that's the drug, if that's what makes you feel good, if that is the thing that brings you closer together with that person, and you leave some bullshit behind and baggage and you move on together because you've now shared a truth, or there's been an opening up of the truth between the two of you, then maybe we should all start trying to be more honest with each other.
Nice. Who's going to go first?
Hey, there's nothing more liberating than being honest.
Honestly.
Nobody ever wants to go first.
And as Julius and Helen have both said, and I can't believe that I'm drawing such clear comparisons between
these
two.
From these polar opposites.
They're actually kind of more similar than I am to either of them.
Mm.
Between the two of them, I don't think they hate each other. And I don't think they love each other, but I do think they respect each other.
Hmm. Yes.
And I think that Helen says what she really feels, and I think Julius says what he really,
feels.
And you're comfortable because you know where they stand.
Yeah.
And you know just what you're going to get from them. You know? It's the devil you know.
Isn't that better?
Absolutely.
Than being lied to? Being patronized, being kowtowed to, where people come up to you and they say, I'm going to tell you something you want to hear.
Mm.
I'm going to make you feel good.
Mm.
I'm going to console and comfort you with lies. But when it turns out those lies are what they are, lies, and they have bad outcomes, you can't be cross with me. I'd rather go with the honest person. Just thinking.
Because even when we use it in a practical sense, I don't know about you guys, but you know, with your group of friends, just to have that honest friend, you know, I have a handful, probably like three friends who I can honestly say, you confess something and you get no judgment. You don't have to dress up for them. Yeah. You don't have to schmooze and booze them up somewhere fancy. And if we all just did that,
I think it would be amazing.
Man.
So there we go. That's what we need. What we need is more honesty in our lives.
Even if what you're thinking hurts other people's feelings.
See,
I guarantee you there are things that I think on a daily basis that would offend a lot of people.
Yeah, but
how important are these feelings, though, other people? If you live your life by other people's feelings, you feel nothing yourself.
But that's why I'm saying honesty above how you make other people feel.
So then why aren't we 100% honest?
Because you get into trouble for being honest. You get...
it goes against the employer.
Look what happens to Helen and Julius.
You get dragged through the coals and you get hated and you get called names and you're labeled this and that and the other and you are outcast.
So is it unfair and unrealistic more for us to then say, oh, but we should all not care what people think when there are implications?
Of course, yeah, but that's just common sense as well. Look, I mean, here's honesty for you. The world's problems come down because we fuck too many kids into this world, right? There's honesty. You'll never hear a politician say that, right? Because it goes against the human right to be able to have children. But look at all other infighting about schooling and health grants and education, all this kind of stuff. If there were less of us, everything would be so much easier.
And like I said, so many people do what they do and say what they say because they just want to keep their jobs. They just want to keep getting that paycheck. They don't care who their master is. They're happy to be a slave as long as they can get the paycheck.
CliffCentral.com